associated with these fertile soils where there were big plantations, hence lots of slaves, hence lots of African Americans. Many of these areas have real declining populations now. They tend to be very poor. But if you can pick out those with over 50% here, 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 okay, so this would be, well, I'll show you some individual state maps. Those are the maps, the counties we just saw blue in the earlier map. It's a very, very clear population. State like Alabama, white population, overwhelmingly Republican voting now, or at least it has been in recent elections. So that's a clear pattern we'll see. Otherwise, well, I'll talk about these more specific patterns as we get into individual states. And I don't know how many states we'll be able to talk about, but South Dakota was brought up, and I just want to compare the Democratic voting counties and the American Indian reservations. You can see almost perfect correlation, except here. That's the county that's Vermilion is the town, University of South Dakota. So again, American Indian populations, university towns. Sioux Falls, that's the big growth area in South Dakota. It's not quite as Republican as some of the other counties. You can't see it all that well here, but it's certainly still Republican.